You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
Confirmation years ago, when he was asking questions of the confirmation candidates, he went to one of the young boys there and said, "Now tell me, what is Holy Orders?" And after the young man thought for a minute, finally he responded to the bishop, "That's when a priest or a nun tells you to do something." We celebrated confirmation here Friday night for 96 youth from Immaculate Conception Parish and four other parishes, and that event did not take place here. In the book of the Acts of the Apostles, St. Luke tells us in today's first reading, some unholy orders were being given to the Gentile converts. They were being told, "Unless you are circumcised according to the Mosaic practice, you cannot be saved." This did not sit well with Paul and Barnabas, who were preaching the gospel to the Gentiles. So a controversy began to brew. And finally, Paul and Barnabas went to Jerusalem to meet with the apostles and elders about this issue. This very important meeting has become recognized as the first council of the church, called the Council of Jerusalem, held around the year 62. The decision that this council made was that it was not necessary for the Gentile converts to follow the Jewish customs and laws to be baptized and to be part of the church. This was a very important and critical event in the history of our church. For essentially, it is this decision that truly makes us a Catholic church and a universal church, all-embracing of all peoples, of all nations, races, and cultures. And so, Luke tells us, the apostles sent a letter to the new Gentile converts, apologizing for the unholy orders they had been given, that had caused them such great confusion and disturbed their peace of mind. These were unholy orders, they explained, because they were not mandated by the Holy Spirit. We should all find great hope and comfort, I think, in this passage from the book of the Acts of the Apostles, for it first of all reminds us that controversy within the church is nothing new. It has been there since the very beginning. It also, I think, reminds us that the Holy Spirit will always guide and sustain the church, and that because ultimately it is God's church, no one nor no thing will ever prevail against it. And God's Holy Spirit, which guides the church, has been given to all who are baptized and confirmed. It is not a gift given just to a select few. It's a gift given to all. And so then, no one member or group of members of the church can claim to be the only conduit of the Holy Spirit. For the church is not just the clergy or the laity or the progressives or the traditionalists. It is ultimately God's church, not our church. Those who have been chosen for particular roles of leadership in the church, such as priests, bishops, deacons, and religious, I think should consider the most important words in today's first reading from the book of the Acts of the Apostles to be those written to those Gentile converts, when the apostles said to them, "It is the decision of the Holy Spirit and us not to place on you any burden beyond these necessities." For the apostles understood that indeed the gospel itself is challenging enough, and life itself has more than enough burdens without any church leaders placing more unnecessary burdens on anyone. Unfortunately, some in positions of authority and leadership in the church have repeated that same mistake of some of the church leaders in the first century, placing unnecessary and unmandated burdens on the very people whose burdens we should be making lighter by lives of service and pastoral concern. The good news is that God wants our hearts not to be troubled or afraid, but to enjoy the peace and happiness that only God can give to us. Scripture scholars tell us that there are some 366 places in the Bible where God says to God's people, "Do not be afraid." One instance is in today's gospel. Too often, I think, we tend to forget how much our God loves us and how desperately our God wants us to be at peace and to be happy. God did not take on human flesh to suffer and die for us to make life more difficult for us, but rather to teach us how to find genuine and lasting peace and happiness through giving instead of receiving, through serving instead of being served, and through forgiving instead of through retaliating. Any unnecessary, unmandated, unscriptural burdens placed on people are not holy orders, but unholy orders, because they do not lead us to the Holy One, who promises peace to all who believe and follow the way of truth. As the Apostolic Church of the first century learned, so too let us always remember that the main thing is to keep the main thing, the main thing. And Jesus makes it very clear to us in today's gospel what the main thing is. The main thing is to keep His word.